More than a third of adults here have received a big gift or inheritance, and one third of them used it to help them buy or build a home. That's according to research by the banks, the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, in their Housing Market Monitor. Chief economist with the BPFI is Dr. Ali Ure, and he's with us in our studio. Thank you very much for coming into us again. We'll talk about gifts, deposits and inheritance later, but your study also shows a fall in house supply and home loans in the first 6 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Why? What's happening?
Yes, we've seen when we compare the housing output in the first half of this year as against the first half of 2023, we see that there was a slight decline, around 10% decline, but that is mainly accounted for by the decline in apartment completions, and mainly in Dublin. There was a decline in around 25% in the apartment completions. So the most of the decline in housing output can be accounted for by the decline in apartment completions.
There were 33,000 houses completed last year, and the Taoiseach and the Housing Minister have both said in recent weeks that they expect there to be 40,000 completions this year. The central bank is only predicting 32,000. Based on your research, what do you think the figure is going to be?
We are expecting a delay in terms of the housing completions. There has been a significant number of commencements last year in 2023, which should normally produce the housing output during this year. But given the increasing share of apartments in the total housing commencements, there will be delays, no doubt, because it obviously takes longer to complete an apartment or apartment block compared to housing schemes. So I think our estimate is we should be at or above similar levels to last year's output.
So we're talking around 33,000 again?
Around that, yeah.
Not 40,000?
I'm not sure whether we're going to reach 40,000 this year, but I think the third quarter of this year is going to show us the trend. Because we have seen a significant increase in output in the third quarter of last year. And again, there was a significant number of apartment completions last year as well. So I think the third quarter will show us the trend significantly.
Nearly 50,000 mortgage approvals in the 12 months to July. Is demand then still exceeding supply?
Demand is still robust, and I think our mortgage approvals data show that it's driven by the first-time buyers. First-time buyers now account for around 62-63% of the approval figures. And again, when we look at our, what is encouraging is that when we looked at our data for the first 6 months up to June, the mortgage numbers were flat, which is a reflection of sort of the transaction numbers, housing output. But then July numbers increased compared to last year. So I think that should reflect in terms of the housing market activity.
House prices up, which means deposits need to be bigger. But because your banks aren't lending a bigger proportion of the value of the home, where are people getting the money from?
We've identified basically three sources. When we look at the data from the central bank between 2019 to 2023,
yes,
we've seen that the loan-to-value ratio has remained stable, but the average prices have increased, which means that people must be paying more deposit. So when we looked at the sources, the first one is actually your income, which actually is reflecting your savings. So we've seen that incomes have risen by around 17-18% during that period. And actually, when you look at...
Even despite rising rents, yes?
Exactly, yeah. And when you look at the data 2019 to 2024, the first two quarters, it's actually 25% increase in incomes. And that's different in certain sectors. For example, if you look at the IT sector, in the same period, incomes have risen by around 38%, which is substantial. And in construction as well. Construction has seen the most average earning increase in the last year. So that's your income, which is reflecting your savings. The second one is Help to Buy. So the Help to Buy scheme is actually helping especially first-time buyers buying a new home. And then thirdly, there's been a lot of talk about the gifts or inheritances. So we've worked with Abara Consulting to do a survey for us, and that survey showed that around 1 in 10 or 13% of Irish adults have received a gift or inheritance in the past. And they use this to buy or build their own home.
How do you know where that gift is coming from?
We've asked them, and then it's mostly from parents.
So what does your research tell you about people getting their homes through inheritance or through gifts?
It is interesting because obviously I think some of the anecdotal evidence may not reflect the actual fact, because 1 in 10 are getting a gift or inheritance, but it's much to buy or build their homes. Around 38% is getting a gift or inheritance, but that's much higher in the population over 55 years old, and that's mainly from inheritance. So obviously gift is something that you might be able to control, but inheritance is not.
On the inheritance, does your research give you any indication of how many people typically don't buy their home, but simply inherit it?
Some of the people inherited the home, yes. The survey results show that there is a proportion of adults that inherit the home. But majority is inheriting money from their parents.
Dr. Ali Ur, Chief Economist with the Banking and Payments Federation, Ireland, thank you very much for coming into our studio. 27 minutes past 7.